Hey guys, how's it going? The Guru here. Just wanted to explain what you're listening to right here. This is a Hunt Backcountry podcast presented by XL Mountain Gear. And this is a podcast that Trent shot with Steve and Mark just about, I don't know, a month before we took off for 2.0. So yeah, hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Born and Raised Audio Experience, presented by Onyx.
Alright, let's do it. Trent, we're just flying by the seat of our pants. Let's go.
Let's do it. I'm all in.
Steve, happy Monday. How's it going, man?
I am fantastic. We are a week and a half to kick off a season here. So it's, I'm ready, man.
Good. Special guest today, Trent. What is happening?
Not too much, guys. It's good to be on, man. I thank you guys so much for calling me. This is awesome. And yeah. We got a week. Our season starts Saturday. So It's go time this week. Kind of getting things in line, getting things ready to go. And it looks like just a bombing off over here, but We're getting there.
Is it going to be just 30 days straight again for you, or are you going to have like a couple days in between?
Yeah, no, it'll be straight through. It'll end up being, because we'll go to the end of September, so, and we'll start here, what is it, the 24th this Saturday or something like that. So, yeah, so we'll go about 36 days, 37 days or something like that is what it'll be instead of 53 like last year. So it'll be a little bit better,
Well, if listeners have no idea what we're talking about, which I'm sure that 99% of you guys do, Trent's from Born and Raised Outdoors, and last year you guys did a big project called Land of the Free. Just go ahead and give us the 2-minute rundown on that, Trent, last year's project, how the concept came together, because again, I'm sure most folks are familiar, and then I want to dive into learning a bit more about what's coming this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year we just had this great idea, I guess you would call it. Didn't seem like it at the time, but it was let's do something that nobody else has done before, and we wanted to actually involve the people that watch our stuff. We wanted to involve them in our hunt, and so we wanted to do a day by day series so they could see kind of exactly what we go through and kind of how we approach hunting and our style and stuff like that. But we had no idea how it was going to go, just being that we'd never done anything like that before. And it turned out to be a real, real successful, not only in the hunting, but just in making new friends and the camaraderie of hunting and showing that on film. It was pretty amazing. So we're going to do it again. Last year we did 5 states in 53 days last year. And this year we're going to ramp it down a little bit. So I'm sure we'll probably talk about that right now, but that's about the gist of it as far as Land of the Free. Anybody can do it. Most all these tags are all public, are all over the counter, minus like Wyoming and where you have to apply. You know, you can't just go pick one up like Colorado or Oregon or something like that. So yeah, it's we're just kind of showing that anybody can get out there and do this. Anybody can, if you're just willing to put in the fortitude and go a little bit of the extra mile, anybody can be successful out there. You don't have to be a professional at everything. So
yeah, we'll get into the schedule now. I'm just curious, from a high level, are there any other changes this year, like going into this year? I mean, as you mentioned, last year was a huge success, not only for you guys personally, I know, but just the way it was received, what it did for the community. It was just awesome to watch. It was awesome to be a part of. Are there any things going into this year like, yeah, let's try this, or let's do this, or let's mix this up?
There'll be some different people this year. We'll have a lot of the same people as well. We'll have Dirk Durham. He's going to be back. We're going to have Pure Elevation crew. They're all going to be back with you guys. That'll be a fun one with Speck and all you guys. But the Hushin guys, they'll be back. They're coming to Oregon this year with us, and then we'll meet them in Montana. But the only difference is Cody and I, in order to get the almost 50 videos, Cody and I are going to split up in the middle of this whole thing. And so I'll go to Wyoming with Go Hunt, actually, one of our bigger sponsors. And and Cody will go to Montana with the Hushin crew. So that's how we're going to get the as many videos as we get by splitting up and going different ways at the same time. So
yeah. So the goal the goal still like 50-ish actual videos then is the end result?
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. We're gonna try to round it somewhere around 45 to 50. I think it'll be on the higher side just because we'll probably do some uncuts in between there and hopefully do some live podcasts or something of that nature just to fill up some space as well in there and so people get to kind of interact more and ask questions and vote their opinion on stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, one thing I think that'll be interesting this year is you know, obviously being able to be a part of it for a short time last year is like when you're filming, you just truly didn't know if one person was going to watch it or, you know, or a million. And then now, obviously, you got a pretty good idea of the audience that's going to be watching it this year. So I'm kind of curious in my own mind of how that'll change or if it will change anything, you know, as you approach shooting the videos and
I could
like I yeah. get more. Personally, I get more like I don't love being in front of the camera that much. So I get like a little bit more clammed up, you know, like a little bit more shy, which is, you know, I'm already on that side of things. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how that goes.
I totally agree. And that's yeah. And last year you made a good point. I honestly, and I've said this tons of times, we never even knew anybody was going to watch it. We had no idea. We just put a camera in our face and kind of just went for it. And yeah, the anticipation this year, I hope people watch it, but the anticipation is going to be, I don't know, a little different, I guess. But at the same time, I think we just have to approach it the same way and just be ourselves. And I think that's what resonated with people so much last year is we hunt just like everybody else. It's just we have a camera in our face, you know.
Yeah. So you guys are essentially filming through September. And then what's kind of the launch plan for starting to get day one published and out there?
We keep kicking that around. I mean, we've went from the first of November is when we launched last year, and to the middle of November to all over the map. So I'm not positive on that. It's going to be right there in November, right there sometime at in November, in the first part of November is where I can probably say definitely.
Yeah.
Right in there.
But. I remember talking to you guys in the thick of it last year when you were doing editing and publishing and give people an idea of what that actually is. Because it sounds like, oh, well, sure, you have a month off in between so you can like be way ahead and have this buffer. And that's all ideal, but not reality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, last year we went into it. Well, I got back like the 16th, I think, is when I got back. And it was spend a week with your family because I'd been away for 53 days and the family, it just would not have worked if I would have, well, I got to go edit film now. See you later for another 53 days because it was a daily. We were going to do daily uploads. And so we went into that and then and we started about, probably a week before we were going to launch. Honestly. And so I had about a week to get ready. So the first day that we launched, we had two hunts in the can is all one day, one and two. And so after that first day, we were all caught up. It was every single day of editing that day of hunting. And then we were shooting uncuts for them, which is something that we just made up the day before we even launched the project. And it was something to just kind of get the viewer get them involved more. And so we could answer questions if people had them and we would just answer the questions from the day before. So it would be like almost semi-live. And that really was cool because it got us a chance to talk with all the people and really, I don't know, just kind of get their perspective and their opinions on things. And it was really, really neat. But yeah, this year we hired Wes Smith. He's a great, great camera guy and good editor and stuff. And so we're hoping to maybe have a couple more hunts ahead, but yeah, it was, man, there was a lot of 5 a.m. till 11 at night every single day. And then the weekend comes and you're like, oh, we get a weekend, but then you got to remember, nope, we don't. It's daily uploads. So there is no weekends. So yeah. Yeah.
Goodness.
But, yeah, it was something. Yeah. It was a beast at the time.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, then you finish the series and you're straight into the holidays, straight into show season. I mean, it's just kind of a nonstop deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, and then you're gone at ATA and doing all this. And yeah, it was a definite busy schedule, that's for sure. We have great wives and our kids are awesome, and but the more I want to get my kids and stuff, they're getting to the age now, getting them more involved with it. So I'm going to be doing a lot of hunting with Wyatt, my son, this year, and it just, you know, I've got personal goals too, so it's not all about, you know, based around this project by no means for the winter, but yeah, we hope to make it cool and maybe try and top last year, and I'm not talking with just killing elk, because that is not the part of it that, I mean, that's obviously the butter on top, I guess, but it's all about the hunt, and it's about the camaraderie and the people and learning new things. So I'm excited for this year to do that, man.
One thing that comes to mind is, I know something you guys have done, I think we talked about it a bit previously on a podcast, was for certain times you wing it. You go into an area you've never been into before. I mean, you're almost literally throwing a dart at the map and trying to go kill an elk. If someone's in that position, like say this year, maybe they were, you know, they had plans on hunting in a certain area, but now they can't. Now they're just scrambling mid-season or right before opening day, going out of state, maybe forced to a new area. What's some advice on just that type of winging it, like go and figure it out type hunting?
Yeah. My advice, I guess, would be to do as much research as you can without going there. So there's tons of places that you can go. Go Hunt's got awesome draw odds for areas, and then they have bull to cow ratios, and they have public land rate, you know, they lay it out for you. I mean, that is a great, great resource to use. Onyx Maps, you can check out topography, everything. Google Earth is great. All those resources are awesome, and they're right at your disposal. They're really inexpensive, and anybody can do it. And like, everybody asks us, man, how's your scouting going? And well, we don't ever scout. We've never scouted an area ever. We've never seen a bull that we've ever shot before shooting it. We've never, you know, named animals before. We've never done any of that. We just go hunting with the opportunity that we get. And like you said, a lot of times it is throw a dart at a map, and that's, you know, just saying, wow, that area looks really good, and let's go for it. You know, let's go try it. And that's, you know, what we did kind of with Steve and the Pure Elevation guys last year. We've hunted within miles of there, but that looked better to us, and we just went for it, and we had a blast. There was elk there, and it's just trying to get an arrow in one.
Yeah. So. How patient are you in that type of situation where you head into a new area, completely new, haven't researched, haven't put boots on the ground? Are you giving it like a day, 2 days according to sign and activity?
We used to actually pack for 7 days at a time is what we would do, and pick, you know, which is your food, 7 days of food. And cause you're going to be packing everything else anyway, your game bags, your sleeping, you know, all that kind of stuff anyway. And so the big thing is just how much food do we pack? And now we do 3 days of food. So in 3 days, and usually we actually, you know, muddle that down into about 2 days, but in 3 days you should either be packing meat or be on elk enough to where it's going to happen, and you can either prolong that food out for another day or go back to the pickup and you're going to another spot. Always have, that's one thing I tell everybody, always have a plan B and C, because it may be your spot that you've thrown the dart at the map isn't the spot where it's at. Have a B and C, and I've never actually went out of state, honestly, and not even seen elk or anything like that. I always, every single spot that we've ever went to, we've always at least seen elk and got on elk. Maybe we didn't see as many elk as we wanted, so then we moved after that, but we've always, you know, been around elk with where we've went, so we've never been real skunked. It seems like Colorado, Wyoming, all those places have so much opportunity, it's unbelievable.
Cool. Well, Trent, we're not only looking forward to watching it as it comes out, but I know Steve and I are looking forward to catching up in the Idaho backcountry. Thanks for joining us today, man. And good luck this season, man.
It's going to be fun, guys. It's going to be fun.